we count them. I don't know, the world today, we're just like, then nobody wants to endure anything. I had to suffer so much, I want punitive damages for pain and suffering. Hey, we do count them happy that suffer. Because they suffer, they get a payday. Look at that lady. She spilled hot coffee on her lap and got millions of dollars. Those are people who endure suffering are happy. Well, that's not what he means. But I guess we do count them happy, don't we? You've heard of the patience of Job. Think about the patience of Job, though. I mean, he was pretty sad. He endured. He did not speak against the Lord for all the things he had to endure. Though his friends wanted to speak against him, like he'd done something to deserve, like it was, you know, he deserved all that. And God subjected him to it. Because, why? Because he said to Satan, look at my servant Job. Because God was proud of him. He was proud of his servant Job. In a godly way. Pride. You know. He was pleased with him. And so he subjected him to something very hard. Oh Lord. I don't want to be subjected like that. But if it be your will, whatever your will is. Mine as well. But still, you see the end of the Lord, what great thing he reaped. And I was like, if God were to deprive me of my children, it almost brings me to tears to even think of it. Or my wife. I don't think I can endure it at this point. But I know that he would not do it to me unless I could endure it. Because no temptation hath taken you except that which you are able to endure. Okay? That's what the word says. If he did cause that to happen to me, I would expect in the end, you know, I would expect salvation, not only for me, but for them. And to be able to rejoice in the end of the Lord. Because he is very pitiful. He's full of pity. He's extremely compassionate and of tender mercy. You consider that when God was going to punish the city of Nineveh, and he was going to send Jonah against it to prophesy, to warn them. You know, he said to Jonah, what, you want me to destroy this city? And there are all these people in there who don't know their right hand from their left. And all this cattle. I mean, what does God care about cattle? Well, he actually does. Believe me. God takes care for all the creatures of the world. He takes care of the birds. Like Jesus said, the birds, they don't make nests. I mean, they make nests. I mean, they don't have clothes. No, it's the flowers don't have clothes. But the birds, who feeds them? God feeds them. They just walk around and they find food on the ground. They don't have to think about it. What do we do? Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not ye much better than they? He says, above all things, swear not. Why is that so important, you know? Gosh darn, no. What it means is like, I swear it. And usually, now I could say something like, I swear, it's like this. And I'm saying it lightly, okay? And I think I've done that a couple times, and I'd rather not. So I want to see, my tongue is not totally bridled. I don't always say just what I want to say. God is able to bridle the tongue. But still. Now, what I mean swear is like this. It's like, because they would take oaths. I'm telling you the truth. I swear it by God, by heaven, on my honor. You know, and they would add all these things to it. And heap, what you're doing is you're heaping judgment. And that's the idea, is that, look at, if I'm not telling you the truth, God strike me down dead. You know what I mean? It's like you're saying, you're bringing God in as witness that what you're saying is true. And it can be so damning. I mean, I've done it. I've sworn falsely. You know? And I said, you swear to God? And yeah, you know, because I, why? Because I didn't want to reveal the truth. I was too ashamed. You know? That's why now, if anyone ever asks me to swear, I just refuse. I said, no, I won't do that. I won't swear because I just don't do that. It's part of my religion. But I will tell you, I'm telling you the truth. That's good enough. That's bad enough. I mean, I'm not bad enough if you're lying. You know what I mean? Just, if you're going to lie, why add to your condemnation? You know? And plus, it's sort of disingenuous. People who have to do all that stuff do it because they're dishonest. You know what I mean? Like when I say, if I say to some, I've said this to people, I said like, well, you gave me your word that blah, blah, blah. I didn't give you my word. I'm like, well, you said you'd do it. To me, that's your word. Your word is whatever comes out of your mouth. Okay? I will be there. That's your word. Oh, I meant like, I give you my word. That's what? You formally gave your word then. That's another oath. That's more swearing. You don't have to do that. Giving your word is simply saying yay or nay. Will you be there? I'll be there. You gave your word. Now, is your word any good or not? You add these other oaths by heaven, by earth, by your word, you fall into condemnation. You heap on yourself greater judgment. Again, avoid that. Just don't do it. Just let your yes be yes. Let it mean what you say. Mean what you say. Don't add to it all this other stuff. It's distasteful. It's unchristian. Verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Is there any among you afflicted? And to undergo some sort of hardship, pray. Simply pray. Are you merry? You know, are you happy? Sing psalms. Now, I remember there's a denomination out there which I have a lot of problems with because they say they speak as the oracles of God speak. And they don't allow musical instruments to be played. Because they say we're under the New Testament law.